Now, listen to me now. These boys got their thing together now. Now, I tell you what now. That Johnny D come in shop now. Look here, I'ma listen to anybody shop like dressed like that, like me. I'm out here getting it. Guess I gotta do that again. They say he ain't understand a damn thing I said. It's on day radio, bitch. And you can tell them you got that from your Uncle Pimp.
It's a pretty day. Let's go outside and enjoy it. If you got something else in mind, then I'm all for it. I will take the chance. I will take it. Then we'll go there. Go there. Something that you earned it, deserve it. Love is something I can give, cause I'm worth it. You amaze me. I am taking it. You're so lovely. I can see you,
baby.
Hey, Johnny D, back with you with Hump Day Radio.
Of course, it's your man Sam Fortune sitting in.
And the one and only Bobo. What's good?
Hey, got A-Dub at the station right now on the mic.
What's up?
Now, off air, I just learned something.
What'd you learn?
For some reason, I thought that you were mixed.
Nope.
Black, white, and, you know, mixed. Just not, you know, I thought you were mixed.
Right.
Discovered in the break that you are
white as the Brady Bunch.
White as the Brady Bunch. Marsha.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, when it, now,
sound
there's
it out,
something
sound it out.
About your speech.
Yes.
That comes across like I'm listening to a sister.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't really know how it comes off that sound. My middle school was urban. My high school was urban. So a lot of my friends were urban. So I think I just take from the dialect and like the accents and it came into my voice because I have a sister, older sister. She doesn't sound like me. She didn't go to the same middle school or high school as me.
Righteous. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now when it comes to men,
mm-hmm.
you gravitate toward brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my preference.
Righteous. But you'll date.
I'll date whoever is a nice
You'll date
person.
Whoever yes. is a nice person.
Yes.
Okay. I know a guy who's a pizza man. He's a nice guy. No. So let's speak on this attraction.
Okay.
To black men. As a white woman, why? Why are you attracted to black men? Let's hear it in your words.
Okay. I can't speak for all my white ladies.
Right.
You know, all my Marsha Bradys. But, coming back from like my middle school and high school, seeing a lot more like black people and black guys.
Yeah.
Gain an attraction for them. My favorite music is hip hop and R&B, old school. I'm seeing like black people more. Like I'm noticing more. Like malls and music, TVs and movies, the whole like generation, everything, the era of like black culture. I like it.
Right.
So then it's like I have these common interests with the same people. You know, I have the same interest as another black person. So it is kind of like I can talk to you about this type of thing. And like, you know, a lot of people say white girls who date like a black guy, this stupid thing of like they don't understand like the struggle.
Right.
Like they never had to eat like EBT or like had like power off or whatever.
Right.
Like saying like white girls come from like the suburbs and date these black guys.
Uh-huh.
But it's like.
The struggle is real.
Right. Struggle. Yeah. So it's like I had a rough past too in my childhood. Not saying like everybody does. It's like a minority or something. But just like I'm just able to like make a connection with them more than
identify you,
another rich white person, because I wasn't that.
So, right.
That's kind of thing. And like, yeah, they look good. The way they dress, they smell, the hair, you know, it's just this whole aura.
I like how she thinks.
The swagger.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah. See, and if a white boy has a swagger, because me, my swagger is not like a regular like white girl, uh-huh. like preppy, but, you know, so it's just like we kind of just get along.
Okay.
You like who you like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You like who you like. So yeah. They're, as far as their physical appearance,
mm-hmm.
your eyes go to that more than any other.
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Like it's everything, like the lips, now, jaw structure, like.
What kind of flack? She said,
That jaw structure.
Okay, now. Righteous. What kind of flack do you get from black women?
It's kind of different. You would think I get a lot of flack about it, but a lot of my friends, best friends, are black females. It's crazy. They don't see me as a white female. Sometimes I take a little offense to that because, okay, hey, I am still white. But they kind of give me like a card, like a black card almost. So we'll have the same conversation because I don't like when someone just cancels out their whole race of dating. You can have preferences, but for like when black guys be like, I don't date black women.
That's just
I don't like that. And right. I feel bad when I don't like when black guys say that about like their own race. If like
that's you're in the lion's den right now. Johnny is an honorary lion. Hey, look, yeah, we don't even fool with those kinds.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Cornballs.
That's a cornball. If a brother say he don't date sisters, get the hell out of my face.
Right. Yeah.
Get out my face ASAP. What the hell is wrong with you, dude? But anybody who does that, you know, is that type of selective, is something is wrong with them. But, I mean, you're entitled to like whoever you like. It's just, I know that every black woman you encounter is not your friend.
Right.
So you've never had a situation where you were with a black guy and you were looked at funny. Because I can tell you, based on your physical appearance, mm-hmm. you pass as a mixed person.
Right, I get that, and I guess I've gotten like a couple stares, but I think that's just being an interracial couple in the South. You just get those mm-hmm. looks. But right. as far as like, I guess I've just gotten like other black females just staring at me a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the better lover, the black man or the white man? Have you been with?
I never had a white lover.
Oh.
Let me scoot my chair back.
Wow.
Well.
Speak on it. Won't he do it?
Wow. I guess that's the end of the segment. I mean, there's nothing else to talk
what
about.
What can I say? Yeah.
Hey, look here. If you ain't never been there before, you can't talk about it. We like to do stuff from experience.
There you go. It's Hump Day Radio.
Some people don't want you to say this. Some people don't want you to say that. Some people think if you mention some things, they might happen. Some people are really fucking stupid.
Don't touch that dial. Don't change the station.
Sam Fortune, DJ Johnny D, the one and only Bobo.
These guys are incredible.
You know how we do it.
Word up, yo.
Word up.
Man,
it's crazy out this world. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
To the 10th power.
Who is?
Sounds to me like it's Hump Day Radio.